page 39, CCB Award winners from the Awards and History Committee for 2010 by Catherine Skivers. One of the things many people look forward to at the spring CCB convention banquet is the award ceremony. This year, three awards were selected by the Awards and History Committee. Two were given during the banquet program. The third will be made known at the fall convention when the recipient is expected to attend. Page 40, the Community Service Award went to Jane Cardis of Ukiah, who has a long and distinguished record of service with CCB. For 8 years, she was on our board of directors, and she has served on many committees on the local, state, and federal level, serving the blind and visually impaired community. Some years ago, she assisted with the Disability Awareness Day, where local officials were willing to be blindfolded and use a wheelchair in order to feel what it was like to have a disability. She's been extremely successful working with state and national legislators. Jane is on a first-name basis with her state legislator and is well-known to social service and other organizations in her area. She has been designated as a person in her county where questions concerning blindness issues can be directed. She has worked diligently to help preserve the rights of people on IHSS. While many of us call on our legislators and sometimes get to know them well, she is the only one I have personally heard of on our Governmental Affairs Committee who has ever had a legislator call on her at her home. Jane's plaque, black glass, 8x10, gold underplate and gold lettering on black plate, landscape mode, reads, California Council of the Blind Community Service Award to Jane Cardis, whose active participation as a leader of the California Council of the Blind and as a leader in her local community, serving on local boards and commissions in matters such as in-home support services and disability awareness, has led to the creation of a positive awareness of the abilities and needs of people who are blind and visually impaired in her area, and a close and productive relationship between the blindness community and local, state, and national legislators, presented this 17th day of April 2010 in the city of Burlingame, California. Page 41, Bonnie Rennie received the Merit Award. This award is given to someone who does a lot of volunteer work, and this lady certainly fills that bill. She has written many articles for the BC and has served as chair of the Committee on Seniors with Vision Loss for many years. Her devotion to assisting not only blind seniors but their families and assisting them to cope with the onset of vision loss is well known throughout the state. She doesn't just limit herself to finding great programs for her committee at conventions, but she was a moving force in the presentation of our pamphlet, Failing Sight and the Family Plight, which is now available in English, Spanish, and Mandarin. There is no way to measure how much good this has done. Bonnie's plaque, solid walnut, 8x10, gold plate and black lettering, landscape mode, reads, California Council of the Blind Merit Award to Bonnie Rennie for giving unselfishly of her time and energy as leader of the California Council of the Blind Seniors with Vision Loss Committee to present programs and produce articles and publications. Notably, the committee's very popular booklet, Failing Sight and the Family Plight, that enhance the lives of blind, visually impaired, and disabled seniors, encouraging them and their families to acknowledge a newly acquired disability and continue to move forward with a productive and satisfying life. Presented this 17th day of April 2010 in the city of Burlingame, California. Both ladies were very surprised to receive their awards and seemed pleased. We on the committee were very happy for them. It is always so great for us to be able to acknowledge people who work for our cause, particularly when they are our members. The members of the awards committee are Gussie Morgan, Roger Peterson, Bernice Kandarian, Don Queen, Joe Smith, Al Gill, Chris Gray, and I have the pleasure and privilege to serve as chair.